I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from the Women's Media Center, Women's eNews, and other sources around the world. This week in women's history, on May 13, 1850, Ellen Spencer Mussey was born. She was a lawyer, educator, and pioneer in the field of women's rights to legal education. Mussey helped to found the National Association of Women Lawyers. President Obama said this week that sexual assault in the military is dangerous to national security. USA Today reports he expressed support for legislation that would limit commanders' ability to overturn military convictions in sexual assault cases. Meanwhile, General Mark Welsh, the Air Force Chief of Staff, told USA Today his comments last week about the, quote, hookup culture's contribution to military sexual assault did not mean he blames victims for the crimes. Welsh's comments drew strong rebukes from members of Congress. Last week, the military announced a survey in which it estimated there were 26,000 instances of unwanted sexual contact among troops in 2012. That's a 35% increase over 2010. Meanwhile, an Army Sergeant First Class assigned to a sexual assault prevention program at Fort Hood, Texas, is under investigation for sexual assault, pandering, abuse of sexual contact, and maltreatment of subordinates, CNN reported. And earlier this month, a lieutenant colonel who ran the Air Force's Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Office was arrested and charged with sexual battery. The mayor of Osaka, Japan, is under fire for his comments that sex slaves, called comfort women, gave Japanese soldiers a chance to rest during World War II. Some 200,000 women in territories occupied by Japan are estimated to have been forced to become sex slaves for troops, reported the BBC. The mayor, Toru Hashimoto, is the co-founder of the Nationalist Japanese Restoration Party, which has a small presence in parliament and is not part of the government. A bipartisan group of female lawmakers called for Hashimoto to retract his remarks and apologize, reported the Japan Times. In Italy, acid attacks against women are on the rise. It's part of a rising trend of violence against women in that country, reported the Daily Beast. Roughly one in three women in Italy report being a victim of domestic violence. A psychologist said the numbers are rising, but also more women are coming forward to report crimes. She says that using acid as a weapon appeals to some aggressors because it's more permanent than traditional forms of violence. A critically ill and pregnant 22-year-old woman in El Salvador testified before the Supreme Court this week, asking the justices to grant her a life-saving abortion. Salon reported that the woman, identified only as Beatrice, is 23 weeks pregnant with a non-viable fetus. Beatrice's doctors have testified that complications related to her lupus, hypertension, and kidney disease could kill her if the pregnancy is not terminated. The doctors also found that her fetus is missing a large part of its brain and believe it would not survive long after birth. But abortion is illegal under all circumstances in El Salvador. Beatrice and her doctors could go to prison if she receives the life-saving medical procedure. In a letter addressed to President Mauricio Funes, Human Rights Watch called on him to take immediate steps to allow Beatrice to terminate the pregnancy. Amnesty International also launched an online petition calling this cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment. More than one of every 10 women at the Denver Women's Correctional Facility claim staff members sexually assaulted them, according to a national study. The Denver Post reports this is the highest rate in the nation. The report, Sexual Victimization in Prisons and Jails Reported by Inmates, was released by the U.S. Department of Justice. The study was conducted between February 2011 and May 2012. Colorado Department of Corrections officials said that security improvements have been made, including installing more surveillance and making secluded areas more visible. Female representation in popular movies is at its lowest level in 5 years, according to a study by the USC Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism. Among the 100 highest-grossing movies at the U.S. box office in 2012, about 28% of speaking characters were female, reported the Los Angeles Times. That's a drop from nearly 33% 3 years ago. When they are shown on screen, about one-third of women are wearing sexually revealing clothing, the highest percentage in 5 years. Among teen girls, a little more than half wear sexy clothing on screen. The researchers said these trends persist because those working in Hollywood believe attracting a male audience is the key ingredient to box office success. When it comes to social media, male and female behavior is very different, according to Entrepreneur.com. Women do the bulk of Facebook sharing, while more men are on LinkedIn. Men also spend more time on YouTube each week than women, as guys clock in an hour compared to 35 minutes for women. Twitter and Pinterest appear to be dominated by women as well. Overall, a higher percentage of women, 71%, use social media than men, 62%. Both teen pregnancy and teen abortion rates have dropped dramatically in Utah since 2006, according to new statistics. The state believes the drop is the result of two federal grants that Utah used to fund personal responsibility and abstinence-only education programs statewide, according to the Daily Herald. Utah teens also are using more birth control after giving birth. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found Utah's mothers had the second highest postpartum use of the most effective contraceptive methods. Only Colorado performed better than Utah in the last several years when it comes to postpartum birth control. The state provides any resident who wants an IUD or under-the-skin implant free of charge. And in New Mexico news, female representation in public office is on the decline here, reports El Grito. According to the Center for American Women in Politics, the percentage of offices held by women in New Mexico decreased from 31.3% in 2006 to 27.7% in 2012. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick.